Well, can you imagine what it must have been like for Jesus' disciples early that Sunday morning, roughly 2,000 years ago?
大家可以想象一下，在2000多年前的那个星期日的早晨，作为耶稣的门徒是怎样的情形呢？
For about 3 years, they had listened to Jesus.
有三年之久，他们听从耶稣的教导。
Followed Jesus.
他们跟随耶稣。
Lived with Jesus.
与耶稣同住。
Witnessed Jesus perform miracles.
见证耶稣施行神迹。
And over that time, they had grown in their conviction that Jesus wasn't just a rabbi.
在那个过程中，他们越来越确信说，耶稣其实不只是一个犹太人的拉比。
That he was the Christ.
他是救主基督。
The promised son of David.
他是那所应许的大卫的后裔。
Who would bring peace and prosperity to Israel.
他将给以色列带来和平和繁荣。
And even to the world.
也会给世界带来和平和繁荣。
But just 3 days earlier,
但是就在三天之前,
at least from their perspective,
就是在他们的眼中,
everything had gone horribly wrong.
所有的事情好像全都错了。
They'd celebrated the Passover together in an upper room that Thursday night.
在那个星期四的晚上，他们在一个客房一起庆祝了逾越节。
And then Jesus had taken them out to a garden called Gethsemane.
然后耶稣带他们来到了一个叫克西马尼的园子里。
Place they'd often meet.
那里是他们经常聚集的地方。
But to their shock and horror,
但是让他们震惊和惧怕的是,
this night, one of their own, named Judas,
就是在这个晚上,他们当中的一个人,就是犹大,
had betrayed them,
已经出卖了他们,
and led their enemies,
并且带着他们的仇敌,
the leading Jews and soldiers and a mob,
那些犹太人的首领和士兵和一些暴民,
right to Jesus.
来到耶稣的面前。
And because it was night,
因为那是个晚上,
and away from the eyes of Jesus' supporters,
远离了那些支持耶稣者的视线,
they were able to seize him,
他们就可以来抓住耶稣,
with no justice or accountability,
没有公义可言, 也没有问责可言,
and stage a phony trial,
他们设了一个虚假的审判,
and then deliver him as a convicted man to the Roman governor.
就把他当成一个罪犯交代了一个罗马的首官
Pontius Pilate
本丢比拉多手里。
And then sadly Pilate also refused to do justice.
可悲的是比拉多也不愿意施行公义。
Even though he rightly deduced that Jesus was innocent.
尽管他可以推断出耶稣其实是无辜的。
He feared the Jews and the crowds more than he cared about truth or justice.
他惧怕犹太人也惧怕人群，所以他不愿意坚持真相，也不愿意坚持公义。
So he delivered Jesus up to be crucified.
他就把耶稣交出去，钉死在十字架上。
And he was stripped.
所以耶稣就被剥去了衣服。
Flogged.
他被鞭打。
Mocked.
他被嘲讽。
Made to carry his cross to a place called Golgotha.
他自己背着自己的十字架走到了一个叫哥哥他的山顶上。
Where he was nailed to that cross and hung up to die.
在那个山顶上，他被钉在十字架上，被吊起来。
And just hours later,
过了几个小时
，Friday afternoon,
就在星期五的下午
，He breathed his last and died.
耶稣呼出了最后一口气，就死了。
And we can only imagine the shock his disciples felt.
我们其实可以想象一下他的门徒所感受到的震惊。
The disbelief that this could be real.
他们简直不敢相信这就是真的。
The disorientation and confusion.
他们的迷失，他们的困惑。
How could the one we were so sure was the Messiah be dead?
我们如此确信是犹太人救主的人，为什么会死呢？
How could the man who miraculously saved others be overcome by death himself?
这样一个施行神迹去使别人从死里复活的人，又怎样被死亡所胜呢？
And on top of all the shock and confusion, there was the fear.
在震惊和困惑之上就是惧怕。
If they killed Jesus, will we be next?
如果他们杀了耶稣，那么接下来就会杀我们。
So for the most part, they went into hiding.
所以在大部分时间里，他们开始四处躲藏。
We get a little glimpse into what they were thinking through a conversation that a couple of them had soon after.
我们从其中的两个门徒的谈话中就可以稍微了解一下他们的心理。
They tell this unknown stranger, Jesus was a prophet, mighty in word and deed before God and all the people.
他们告诉一个陌生人说，耶稣是一个先知，在神和百姓面前说话行事都大有能力。
And our chief priests and rulers delivered him up to be condemned to death and crucified him.
然而我们的祭司长和我们的首长，我们的首领却把他交出去，钉死在十字架上。
But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel.
我们素来所盼望作为以色列救主的其实就是他。
We hoped that he was the Christ.
我们原来盼望他就是救主基督。
We thought he was going to restore the Davidic monarchy.
我们以为他可以恢复大卫的王权。
We thought he was going to save us.
我们以为他可以来拯救我们。
But apparently we were wrong.
现在显而易见的是我们都错了。
Our hopes died with him.
我们的盼望也因着耶稣的死而死。
And you see, it's against that backdrop that we read this morning from 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 3.
这就是我们今天早晨所读的彼得前书一章三节的背景。
That God has caused us to be born again to a living hope.
神使我们重生，让我们有活泼的盼望。
Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
借着耶稣基督从死里复活。
You see, our hope is alive and well because Jesus is.
所以你可以看到说我们的盼望是活着的，是好的，都是因为耶稣复活了。
The glad and glorious news that we as Christians celebrate today is that Jesus is risen from the dead.
我们这些基督徒今天要庆祝的大好的消息就是基督耶稣从死里复活了。
That after he died on Friday,
在那个星期五他死了之后
and was buried in Joseph of Arimathea's tomb,
他被埋在亚利马泰的犹瑟的约瑟的坟墓里面。
He rose on Sunday morning.
但是在接下来星期日的早晨他复活了。
And then when the women arrived to bring spices to anoint his body,
当那些妇女赶到的时候他们带着香料要膏耶稣的身体。
They found the stone rolled away.
他们发现大石头滚开了。
And going inside they found no body.
他们走进去却没有看见耶稣的身体。
But instead were met by two angels.
他们反倒遇到了两个天使。
Who said, why are you seeking the living among the dead?
天使说你们为什么在死人中寻找活人呢
He is not here, but has risen.
他不在这里已经复活了。
And then soon after, Jesus himself appeared to Mary Magdalene.
在那之后的不久耶稣自己就向抹大拉的玛利亚显现了。
Then Jesus appeared to Salome, Joanna, and the other Mary.
然后耶稣又显现给其他的妇女萨罗米、约翰娜和另外一个玛利亚。
Then he appeared to Peter.
他也向他的使徒彼得显现。
Then to Clopas and the other disciples as they walked to Emmaus.
然后向格罗帕和另外一个走向以马穆斯的另外一个使徒显现。
Then to the 10 disciples in the upper room.
然后向客房里的十个门徒显现。
Then to the 11 including Thomas.
然后又向包括多马在内的十一个门徒显现。
Then to James.
然后向他的哥哥雅各显现。
Then to over 500 brethren as they gathered in Galilee.
他也向在加利利聚集的500个弟兄显现。
And then Jesus appeared several more times over the course of 40 days.
然后在接下来的40天里，耶稣又多次的向人显现。
Before gathering his disciples at the Mount of Olives in Jerusalem.
然后他把门徒聚集在耶路撒冷的橄榄山上。
Where they witnessed him ascend into heaven.
在那里他们目睹了耶稣的升天。
And because of this.
正因为如此。
These same disciples who were so fearful.
同样的一批门徒，他们以前是如此的惧怕。
So hopeless.
如此的绝望。
Disoriented and confused.
迷失和困惑。
Were soon transformed into such bold witnesses of Jesus' resurrection.
转眼间就变成了为耶稣复活做见证的大能，勇敢的见证者。
And such unwavering preachers of hope for the world.
并向全世界传讲这个盼望的坚定的 传道者
that they gladly laid down their lives and died for the truth of what they had seen.
他们甚至愿意为他们所见证的事实而欣然而死。
In fact, one of these men
实际上他们其中的一个人
Peter
就是彼得
is the author of the very words we're concentrating on today.
就是我们今天早晨所读这节经文的作者。
He is the one who told those first century Christians and tells us
他在告诉第一世纪的基督徒也在告诉我们
that we have a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
他在告诉我们因着基督耶稣从死里复活我们是有活泼的盼望。
And that means that this great hope isn't just for those who saw the risen Jesus with their eyes.
这就意味着这个伟大的盼望不只是给那些亲眼见耶稣从死里复活的人。
It's for people like us.
也是赐给我们这样的人。
Who hear the message of the resurrection with our ears.
就是我们这些用耳朵能听到这一个伟大消息的人。
And so if you're here this morning as a non-Christian,
如果你今天坐在这里还不是一个基督徒,
we are so glad that you're here.
我们真的很高兴你今天来到这里。
And it's my hope and prayer that you would come to understand more clearly why we as Christians have such a great hope.
那我的盼望和祷告就是说，你今天来到这里可以更加明白为什么我们基督徒会有如此伟大的盼望。
And more than that,
不仅仅如此。
That you might come to share our hope.
我们盼望你可以跟我们分享这样的盼望。
So as we focus our attention on 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3 this morning,
所以当我们在今天早上读彼得前书一章三节的时候，
I want to draw out three things in particular.
我想特别的指出三点。
Number one, why the resurrection of Jesus is the foundation of our hope.
第一点，为什么耶稣的复活是我们盼望的根基？
Why it means everything to us.
为什么它对我们来说意味着一切？
And without that, we would have no hope at all.
如果没有耶稣的复活，我们就毫无盼望可言。
Number two, how we become Christians in the first place.
第二点，就是我们如何成为一个基督徒。
What does it mean to be born again?
重生到底是什么意思？
And how does that happen in our lives?
在我们的生命中到怎样发生呢？
And number three, how should we respond to this?
第三点就是我们该如何回应？
If God has given us a living hope,
如果上帝已经给了我们一个活泼的盼望，
how should we live in light of that?
那我们的生活该是如何显现呢？
So let's look at each of these in turn.
所以我们接下来会逐一看这三点。
First, why is Jesus' resurrection the foundation of our hope?
第一点，为什么耶稣的复活是我们盼望的根基？
Peter says here that we have this living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
在这里，彼得说，因着耶稣基督从死里复活，我们才有活泼的盼望。
So the resurrection gives us this hope, but why?
所以看得出来，说是耶稣的复活使我们有活泼的盼望，但是到底为了什么呢？
And understand this, we have to see that it goes far beyond Jesus as our example.
要明白这些，我们要看到说，耶稣从死里复活，不只是给我们做了一个榜样。
You see, if tomorrow's news announced a cure for cancer,
如果你明天看新闻，看到说，哎，现在有一个治愈癌症的治疗方案，
we might have hope because we would think if others have been cured for cancer, maybe I could be cured.
我们心里就会升起盼望，因为我们会想说，哎，如果那个人的癌症被治愈了，那将来我也可以被治愈。
Or if we read on the news that a dead person had been somehow revived by revolutionary new medical treatment.
如果我们在看一个新闻说有一个已经死了的人，但是因着一个革命性的新的治疗方案就被治活了。
That also might give us hope.
这也会让我们心里升起盼望。
If he was brought back from death, maybe I could be too.
如果那个人可以从死里被复活，那可能将来我也可以。
But according to the Bible, Jesus' resurrection means something far more than that.
但是按照圣经所说，耶稣的复活对我们来说不仅仅是这些。
And understand why we actually have to go all the way back to the beginning of the Bible.
为了要明白这一点，我们真的要回到圣经的开始。
And the creation of Adam and Eve.
回到亚当和夏娃的受造。
Because in the beginning there was no death.
因为在开始的时候并没有死亡。
No sin,
也没有罪,
no evil,
没有邪恶,
no separation from God,
也没有与神的隔离。
God created mankind to be in relationship with him.
上帝创造人类是为了让人和他有一个关系。
To be fruitful and multiply and bring his order and rule to all creation as his image bearers.
要生养众多，并且作为上帝的形象的拥有者，可以治理和管理其他的受造物。
But in the beginning, God also placed Adam and Eve in a kind of probationary state.
但是在开始，上帝也把亚当和夏娃放在了一个像试行期的状态。
There was the tree of life.
因为在伊甸园中有生命树。
And the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
也有分别善恶树。
And it seems that had Adam obeyed.
看起来，如果当时，亚当听从了上帝的话。
And not eaten from the tree of the knowledge of good and evil.
没有吃分别善恶树的果子。
The time would have come when he could have eaten from the tree of life.
那他最终可能会吃生命树的果子。
And been confirmed in righteousness.
就会被证明说他是公义的。
and merited eternal life both for himself and his offspring.
并为自己和他的后代能够赚得这样赢得这样的永生。
But instead, of course, he disobeyed.
相反，他却违背了上帝的命令。
And thereby brought the curse of death.
因此，不仅把死亡的咒诅带到他自己的身上。
Not only on himself.
也不仅是带给他自己。
But on the world.
也带给了全世界。
And his offspring as well.
和他的子孙后代。
And the key point is that Adam served as our representative.
那这里关键点就是说亚当在这里成了我们的代表。
It's kind of like when a king acts on behalf of the nation.
就像一个国王他所行的是代表他的国家。
His actions affect the way a foreign power will relate to all the citizens of that nation.
他的行为将影响其他的国家对他的国民的态度。
Well, similarly, Adam's choice impacted us all before God.
那么相同的是，亚当的选择也影响了我们在神面前的地位。
Because he was the head of humanity.
因为他是人类的始祖。
And our legal representative.
他是我们合法的代表人。
And so in a very real way, his condemnation was our condemnation.
所以在一个真实的情形下，他的定罪也成了我们的定罪。
His death.Meant that we would die.
他的死亡就意味着我们也都将要死。
This is why Romans chapter 5 says, sin came into the world through one man.
这就为什么说圣经中罗马书五章十二节说罪从一个人进到了这个世界。
And death through sin.
死亡是从罪来的。
And so death spread to all men because all sinned.
死亡就临到了众人，因为所有的人都犯了罪。
And then it says, Adam's one trespass brought condemnation to all men.
接下来在五章十八节说，因为亚当一个人的过犯，就使所有的人都被定罪。
So in Adam, all are guilty.
所以就是说，在亚当里，所有的都是有罪的。
In Adam, all die.
在亚当里，所有的人也都会死。
Just by being born human, we are in Adam.
如果你生下来是个人，生而为人，我们就都在亚当里。
That's why death is universal.
这就为什么死亡是普世的。
It's why we're born with sin already infecting our hearts.
这就是说，为什么说我们生下来就是有罪的人，并且这个罪就在我们的心里面。
But this is also why the resurrection of Jesus is such good news.
这也是为什么说耶稣的复活是如此好的一个消息。
Because you see, Jesus isn't just our example.
因为你可以看到说，耶稣不只是做了个榜样。
He's the new Adam.
他是一个新的亚当。
You can read 1 Corinthians chapter 15 to learn more about that.
你可以读一下哥林多前书15章的44到49节所写的。
But Jesus is the head of a new humanity.
那耶稣也是成了新人类的首领。
He's the representative for all of his people.
他成了他所有子民的代表。
And this is why Jesus goes to the cross.
这也是为什么耶稣要上十字架。
It's not for his own sins.
他不是为了自己的罪。
He was perfect.
他是完美的。
He goes to the cross for our sins.
他上到十字架是为了我们的罪。
For the sins of all of his people.
是为了他所有的人的罪。
He goes to the cross to reverse what the first Adam had done.
他上到十字架是为了扭转亚当最开始所做的一切。
And this is why, contrary to what his own disciples initially assumed.
这就为什么这些和他自己的门徒原来所想的是相反的。
Everything leading to Jesus' arrest and trial and crucifixion.
所有关于耶稣被捕和被审判以及钉十字架
was not a great mistake.
这些都不是一个错误。
It was God's plan.
这原来都是上帝的计划。
Jesus willingly offered himself to take our place.
耶稣是甘心乐意地上到十字架为了代替我们。
And he intentionally went to the cross.
他是故意的上到十字架。
To die as an atoning sacrifice for our sins.
是为了我们的罪做赎罪祭而死。
And therefore, just as the first Adam's death.
因此就像说亚当的死。
Was the sign and declaration of God's condemnation of him.
就是上帝对他的定罪的标志和宣告。
And God's condemnation of the whole human race with him.
亚当的死也是上帝对所有人类的定罪的宣告。
Jesus' resurrection was the sign and declaration of God's justification of him.
那么耶稣的复活就是神对耶稣称义的宣告和标志。
and God's justification of all who are in Christ.
也是上帝对所有在耶稣里、基督耶稣里的人的称义的宣告。
In other words, when God raised Jesus from the dead,
换句话说，当上帝使耶稣从死里复活，
He was declaring that Jesus is righteous.
他在宣告说，耶稣是个义人。
That's what justification means.
这就是称义的意思。
But he was also declaring that we are righteous.
他也在宣告说我们也是义人。
Because Jesus represents us.
因为耶稣成了我们的代表。
And therefore his sacrifice on the cross was effective.
这就是说为什么他在十字架上所做的牺牲是有效的。
The price that we owed for our sins was paid in full.
我们所欠的一切耶稣都已经付清了。
This is why Romans chapter 4 verse 25 says, Jesus was delivered up for our offenses and was raised for our justification.
这就是罗马书四章二十五节所说，耶稣被交给人是为了我们的过犯，他被钉是，他复活是为了我们的称义。
And so the point I hope you can see in all of this,
所以我希望你能明白这一点，
is that the reason why Jesus' resurrection gives us such great hope is this.
那么耶稣的复活能带给我们如此大的盼望是因为
Because it declares that every Christian is justified in the sight of God.
因为他宣告了每一个基督徒在上帝的眼中都是义人。
And will necessarily be resurrected to eternal life.
而且也必会复活，在永生里和他在一起。
Jesus' resurrection means that no matter what you have done,
耶稣的复活就意味着说无论你做了什么，
No matter how sinful you are,
无论你做了行了多少罪，
if you are truly a Christian,
如果你真的是一个基督徒，
then God has already declared you to be righteous in His sight.
那么上帝已经宣告在他的眼中你是一个义人，
and worthy of eternal life.
是配得得永生的。
And brothers and sisters, when we doubt that,
弟兄姐妹们，如果等我们有所怀疑的时候，
when we see our sin and fear the wrath and judgment of God,
等我们看到我们自己的罪，我们对神的惧怕和对神的愤怒产生和审判产生惧怕的时候，
We can simply look to Jesus.
我们只需转眼仰望耶稣。
Resurrected.
看到复活的耶稣。
Seated at the right hand of God.
看到坐在神的右手边的耶稣。
And know that we are in Him.
并且知道我们实际是在他的里面。
He is our head.
他是我们的头。
Our representative,
是我们的代表。
Our righteousness,
是我们的公义。
And His resurrection is all the justification that we need.
他的复活是我们称义所需要的一切。
And because we are justified through Christ,
因为我们因着耶稣得以称义。
It means death cannot hold us any more than it held Him.
那么死亡就不能来拘禁我们，就像死亡不能拘禁耶稣一样。
Death is the penalty for guilty sinners.
死亡是对有罪的罪人的惩罚。
Life is the reward for the righteous.
但是永生却是对义人的赏赐。
And that means Jesus' resurrection guarantees ours.
这就意味着耶稣的复活也确保了我们的复活。
If we are justified in Christ, we will be raised with Christ.
如果我们在基督耶稣里称义了，那我们就和基督耶稣一起复活。
Just as assuredly as we all face physical death because we are in Adam,
就是因为我们在亚当里面，那我们将要面临死亡一样。
We can look ahead to bodily resurrection because we are in Christ.
我们就可以因着我们在基督里面，可以确信的等待我们身体的复活。
And just because there's a time gap between the two,
虽然在耶稣的复活和我们的复活中间有一个时间差，
that doesn't make that connection any less sure.
但是并不能使两者之间的连接不确定。
It's like thunder and lightning.
就像闪电和雷声一样。
When you see the lightning flash,
你看见闪电在天空划过。
You know the thunder's coming.
你也知道雷声就近了。
It might be 1 second.
它可能会过一秒。
2 seconds.
2秒。
5 seconds.
或者5秒。
But there's an inseparable connection between the two.
但两者之间的连接却是不可分割的。
And the same is true of us in Christ.
同样，我们在基督里也是这样。
If He is risen.
如果耶稣从死里复活了，
We will be too.
我们将也会复活。
And I hope you can see now why Peter calls this our living hope.
那我就希望说你现在就能明白为什么彼得说这是我们活泼的盼望。
Had Jesus stayed dead, our hope would be dead with him.
如果耶稣还是死的，那我们的盼望跟他一样，也是死的。
We'd still be in our sins.
我们仍还在我们的罪中。
Having no hope and without God in the world.
我们活在世上没有神，没有指望。
Headed for nothing but death and hell.
等着我们的只是地狱和死亡。
But because Jesus is alive.
但是因着耶稣从死里复活了。
Our hope is alive in him.
我们的盼望也和耶稣一起复活了。
He himself is our hope.
他自己就是我们的盼望。
He is our head.
他是我们的头。
He is our Lord.
他是我们的主。
He is our Savior.
他是我们的救主。
He is the one seated at the right hand of God.
他是那位坐在天上神右手边的那位。
Where he ever lives to make intercession for us.
他在那里永远活着为我们代求。
And so, by the immortal,
就是借着不能朽坏的
invincible,
不可胜的
Everlasting life of Jesus.
耶稣那永远的生命。
So is our hope.
我们的盼望也是如此。
And this is also why our hope isn't just wishful thinking.
这就是说为什么我们这里所说的盼望不只是一个想法而已。
It's not the way we hope for a white Christmas.
不是当我们说哦，我们盼望有一个白色的圣诞节的那种的盼望。
Or hope it doesn't rain on our outdoor Easter service.
也不是说哦，我们盼望说今天复活节户外不会下雨的那种盼望。
No, the kind of hope we have in Christ is a confident expectation.
那我们在基督耶稣里的盼望是我们对将来的确定的期待。
For what the future will hold.
我们知道说将来会发生什么。
Christian hope looks to the future without uncertainty.
基督徒的盼望面对未来是完全确定的。
Without fear.
毫无惧怕。
Without worry,
毫无担忧
but with knowledge and conviction of what will happen,
并且确知将来到底会发生什么
because of what God has already said and done,
因为神已经告诉我们，并且神已经做了
It's like when you've already jumped ahead and read the last chapter of the book,
就像你读书的时候，你先读了这本书的最后一章
You've already seen the last 5 minutes of the movie,
或者等你看电影的时候，你已经看了最后的五分钟。
You never despair that the main character is going to die after that.
你看完了最后的五分钟，你就不会担心主角可能会死。
You're not afraid things won't work out in the end.
你也不用担心说哦，这个事情将无法解决。
Even when the situation seems impossible.
尽管说这个情形看起来几乎不可能。
And you have no idea how it's going to work out.
你也不知道到该怎样解决。
You already know it will because you've seen the end.
但你确信它必会解决。
Well, that's what the resurrection of Jesus means for us.
这就是基督耶稣的复活对我们所意味着的。
It means we already know we're justified.
因为我们知道我们已经被称义了。
We already know that we will be resurrected.
我们知道我们将来必会复活。
We already know the war is won.
我们知道这个战争已经得胜。
And everything works out in the end.
最终一切都会变好。
So we don't have to worry about our present circumstances.
所以我们现在不需要为我们眼下的情况而担心。
We don't have to worry about what we don't yet presently understand.
我们不用担心我们现在所不明白的东西。
Or see a solution to.
我们也不用担心会不会有一个解决的办法。
This is why Peter goes on to say that even when we're grieved by trials of various kinds,
这就为什么在接下来经文中彼得说，尽管我们在百般的试炼中暂时忧愁。
And it feels like we're being brought through the fire of a furnace.
感觉就像我们被带到了火炉的炉中，火炉的火中。
That we have a hope that's enduring.
但是我们有一个持久的盼望。
That we can know that these are but the refining fires for our faith.
我们知道说这些试炼都是在试验我们的信心。
Because we have an inheritance that's imperishable.
我们也知道在天上我们是有那样不能毁坏的基业。
Undefiled.
不能玷污。
And unfading.
不能衰残
kept in heaven for us,
是留在天上为我们所留的
who by God's power are being guarded through faith,
并且我们这些人因着信被上帝的能力保守着
for a salvation ready to be revealed in the last time,
要得到那为我们所预备的在末世将要显现的救恩
so we can have this sort of joy,
所以我们就可以有这样的喜乐
and confidence,
我们有这样的信心
because Jesus' resurrection gives us hope.
因为耶稣的复活给了我们这样的盼望。
A hope that's living.
我们这样的盼望是活着的。
Enduring.
是持久的。
Unquenchable.
是不能破灭的。
A hope that keeps us from idolizing the things of this world.
并且这个盼望让我们不会以这个世间的事情为偶像。
Because we're looking forward to something so much better.
因为我们盼望得到那更好的东西。
So brothers and sisters, look to Christ this morning.
所以弟兄姐妹们，我盼望你今天晚，今天早晨仰望耶稣。
Our risen Savior.
就是我们复活的救主。
And may we experience the hope and joy and peace that God has for us in Him.
愿我们都能经历到神在基督耶稣里所赐给我们的盼望、喜乐和平安。
But that brings us to a second question.
那么就来到了第二个问题。
And I promise the next two will be shorter questions.
我也保证说第二问题会比较短一点。
But it's that because Jesus' resurrection only brings us this amazing hope for those who are in Him.
因为耶稣的复活只给那些在他里面的人带来这样伟大的盼望。
That is for those who are Christians.
只是为那些基督徒所带来活泼的盼望。
The question is, well, how do we become Christians?
那问题是说我们如何成为基督徒呢？
And the answer is right there in our verse.
实际上答案就在我们看的这节经文里。
It says, God caused us to be born again to a living hope.
经文所说，说神使我们重生，有活泼的盼望。
And so you become a Christian by being born again.
所以是借着重生，你成为了基督徒。
Just as we all came to be in Adam by being born physically.
就像我们在肉身上生下来，我们都生在亚当里面。
We come to be in Christ by being born spiritually.
但如果在属灵层面上，我们生下来，我们就生在基督里面。
Jesus spoke about this with Nicodemus in John chapter 3.
在圣经约翰福音第三章，耶稣对一个叫尼哥底母的人曾经说过。
He said, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God.
耶稣对尼哥底母说，我实实在在地告诉你，人若不重生，就不能见神的国。
Nicodemus said to him, how can a man be born when he is old?
然后尼哥底母非常困惑地说，说人已经老了，如何再能重生呢？
Can he enter a second time into his mother's womb and be born?
他还能再进母腹中被生下来吗？
Jesus answered, truly, truly, I say to you, unless one is born of water and the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God.
耶稣回答说，我实实在在告诉你，人若不从水和圣灵生，他就不能进入神的国。
That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit.
那么从肉身生的就是属于肉身，但是从灵生的就是属于灵的。
So Jesus says we can't see or enter God's kingdom unless we're born again.
所以在这里耶稣说，如果我们不重生，我们就不能看见，也不能进入神的国。
That is, you must be born again to be a Christian.
就是说你必须经过重生才能成为一个基督徒。
And we can only be born again by the Spirit of God.
然而我们只有通过上帝的灵才能经历重生。
In other words, this is not something we do, it's something God does to us.
换句话说，这不是我们做了什么，而是神为我们所做的。
And that's why our verse says, God caused us to be born again.
这就为什么这节经文说是上帝使我们重生。
Just like in physical birth, you can't make that happen.
就像你的肉身生下来的经历，你不是你让它发生的。
It wasn't your choice that led to your birth.
不是你自己的选择使你自己生下来。
Just happened to you.
你就是被生下来了。
Well, in the same way, we're not born again by the choices we make or what we do.
相同的，我们重生也不是我们自己做的决定，也不是因为我们自己做了什么。
We're born again by the grace and the power of God.
我们重生是因为神的大能和神的恩典。
And therefore, I want you to understand that becoming a Christian is something far more than a decision that you or I make.
所以我希望你明白说，成为一个基督徒不只是说你自己做出了一个什么决定。
It's a supernatural, miraculous work of God.
而是神从神而来超自然的神迹般的工作。
Prior to being born again, we're spiritually blind, deaf, and lame.
那么在重生以前，我们在属灵上其实都是瞎的。
The gospel seems like foolishness to us.
那这个福音对我们来听起来都是愚拙的。
We love our sin more than God.
我们爱我们的罪胜于我们爱神。
We find ourselves unable to repent.
我们发现我们自己不能去悔改。
Unwilling to believe.
也不愿意去相信。
But when we're born again, it's like everything changes.
但是当我们重生之后，我们就发现好像一切都改变了。
You realize I'm a sinner and I deserve God's wrath and punishment.
你开始意识到，哦，说我是个罪人，我配得上帝的愤怒和惩罚。
You find yourself siding with God against yourself.
你发现你自己开始和上帝站在一起。
Instead of making excuses for your sin,
不再为自己的罪寻找借口。
And trying to justify and defend yourself,
或者为自己辩护。
You admit, no, I'm the problem, and this sin and evil is within me.
你开始承认说，其实问题的本身是在我。 罪和邪恶都是在我的里面。
And you realize that no amount of good deeds that you could ever do could possibly make up for that?
而且你也意识到，无论你做了多少的好事，都不能弥补这些。
No matter how hard you try, you cannot be good enough.
无论你多么的努力，你都不会变得足够好。
It's a problem you can't fix.
这是一个你自己不能解决的问题。
It's like right as you come to the brink of despair.
但是就在你来到了绝望的边缘。
You see Jesus.
你看见了耶稣。
You see him dying on the cross.
你看到他在十字架上受死。
Willingly.
他甘心乐意的。
Lovingly.
充满了爱。
Mercifully.
充满了怜悯。
And you realize that there, that is your one and only hope.
你才意识到哦，说这才是我的盼望。
That's the only solution.
这是唯一的解决方案。
And you realize that he did that for you.
并且你意识到他这样做是单单为了你。
He died because he loves you.
他死是因为他爱你。
He died to forgive you.
他死是为了要饶恕你。
To redeem you.
救赎你。
To reconcile you.
与你和好。
And then he rose to assure you that this was effective in the sight of God.
并且耶稣从死里复活，就向你保证说，他所做的一切在上帝的眼中都是有效的。
And just like that.
就像那样一样。
Without even realizing what was happening to you.
你可能都没有意识到在自己身上发生了什么。
You've been born again.
你就已经重生了。
You find yourself repenting.
你发现你自己在悔改。
And trusting.
在信靠。
And appreciating this wonderful salvation God has given you as a gift.
并且感恩神赐给你这样一个奇妙的救恩。
It's like when a little baby's born and opens his eyes to see the light for the first time.
就像一个小婴儿，他刚生下来，睁开眼睛，看见第一缕光。
And he begins crying for the first time.
他第一声的啼哭。
And he begins to feel hungry and desire milk for the first time.
他第一次感到饥饿，想要喝奶。
Well, when you're born spiritually,
等我们在属灵上重生的时候，
it's like opening your eyes to the light of the hope of the resurrection for the first time.
我们就好像我们也睁开眼睛，第一次看见这样活泼的盼望和复活的光芒。
And for the first time, your soul begins to cry.
并且第一次你的灵魂里面也开始啼哭。
In prayer to God as your Father.
向神你的天父来祷告。
And for the first time your heart begins to hunger.
并且第一次你的灵里面开始觉得饥饿。
For the milk of God's word.
你开始渴慕上帝的话语。
You see, that's what it's like to become a Christian.
这就是成为一个基督徒所经历的。
That's why we're not the ones who make ourselves Christians.
这就是说，为什么说不是我们自己使我们成了基督徒
？God does，
完全是上帝所为。
That's why it's so much more than just making a decision。
所以不单单只是做这个决定而已。
It's a supernatural transforming work of God。
这是神所超乎自然的，是改变的工作。
As 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 17 says，
在哥林多后书五章十七节所说
，If anyone is in Christ。
若有人在基督里，
He is a new creation.
他就是新造的人。
The old has passed away.
旧事已过。
Behold, the new has come.
一切都变成新的了。
It's all God.
就知道说都是出于神。
He deserves all the credit.
神配得所有的荣耀。
Now, if you're here today as a non-Christian, what does this mean for you?
如果你今天坐在这里还不是一个基督徒，那这些对你意味着什么呢？
I haven't given you the three steps to become a Christian.
我没有说告诉你三部曲，让你怎样成为一个基督徒。
So what should you do with this?
那你现在该如何去行呢？
Well, let me encourage you with this.
让我来用一句话来鼓励你。
No one has ever truly wanted to come to Christ and been left outside of Christ.
没有人曾经真的想来到基督面前而被基督距离在他之外。
In the very same passage where Jesus says, "No one can come to me unless the Father draws him."
在一段经文中，耶稣说，若不是父亲，天父吸引人来，没有人可以到我的面前。
He assures us, and whoever comes to me, I will never cast out.
而且他也保证，凡到来到我面前的人，我总不丢弃。
And so, if anything you've heard today has stirred in you a desire to seek salvation,
如果你今天听到的无论哪一点让你心里有寻求救恩的盼望
，or an interest in Christ.
或者对基督开始感兴趣。
Know that that itself is already a gift of God's grace.
你要知道这已经是上帝给你的恩典。
And if you come to Christ, He will receive you.
如果你来到基督的面前，他就会接纳你。
If you repent of your sins,
如果你为你的罪悔改,
and believe in him,
你相信他,
seeking forgiveness in his name,
靠他的名寻求饶恕,
he will by no means cast you out.
他绝对不会遗弃你。
Instead, you will find that by God's grace,
而且你会发现说因着上帝的恩典,
you have already been born again.
你已经经历重生了。
And so if you're wrestling with whether or not you're a Christian,
如果你今天还在思虑说你到底是不是一个基督徒,
or how to become a Christian today,
或者如何成为一个基督徒,
I want to invite you to come forward after the service.
那我希望你在聚会之后可以留下来。
And myself or another leader in the church would love to pray for you.
我自己和教会其他的领袖就愿意为你祷告。
And counsel you.
和你聊一聊。
So that you may find salvation.
帮助你找到救恩。
But finally, before we close, we should ask one more question of our text.
那最后在结束之前，我们根据这段经文再提出一个问题。
We've seen why Jesus' resurrection is the foundation of the Christian's hope.
我们已经知道说为什么基督的复活是我们盼望的根基。
And how we truly become Christians.
并且知道我们如何才能成为一个基督徒。
But thirdly, we should ask, what should we do in response?
那么第三点，我们就应该问，我们该如何回应呢？
How should we as Christians respond to this living hope God has freely given us by causing us to be born again?
那么对于神使我们重生让我们得到这样一个活泼的盼望我们该如何去回应?
And the answer is right there at the beginning of the verse.
实际上这个答案就在这一节经文的开始。
Peter says, Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ.
在这里彼得说愿颂赞归于我们主耶稣基督的父神。
This is his exclamation of praise.
这是彼得的大声的赞美。
He's not commanding us to bless God because we have to.
他在这里不是要命令我们，是让我们说因着不得已而去赞美神。
But he's expecting us to join him in blessing God because we want to.
他在这里期待我们是和他一起去赞美神，是出于我们的内心。
Because this is the natural overflow of a grateful heart.
这个是我们感恩之心的自然的流露。
That understands the greatness of the salvation we've been freely given.
当我们明白神所赐给我们的白白救恩是何等的伟大的时候
Or to put it another way,
换句话说
Praise reflects an appreciation for mercy.
我们的赞美就代表着我们对神怜悯的感激
And if praise isn't on our lips as Christians,
如果作为一个基督徒赞美不在你的口中
It's probably because we think we had something to do with our salvation instead of giving all the credit to God.
可能我们有些人会在想说可能是我自己做了什么事情让我得到救恩而没有把所有的荣耀归给神。
I mean, do any of you go around praising your employer for paying you your agreed upon salary?
那我想问一下当你的雇主付给你该已经答应好的工资的时候你会到处去赞美他吗
Do you burst forth into song about how wonderful your employer is because he gave you your due?
当你的雇主把欠给你的钱给你的时候你会欢呼雀跃吗
Of course not.
当然不会。
But if he gave you $1 million Christmas bonus just to be generous,
如果他是出于慷慨送给你一个100万的圣诞节的奖金
might be a different story, right?
那就是大大不同了。
You'd be telling us all what a great boss you have.
你可能到处告诉人说你的老板是多么的厉害。
Well, how much more should our hearts burst forth with praise for the God who has blessed us with something infinitely greater than $1 million bonus.
那么对于我们的神他赐给我们的远远超过这个像100万的奖金那我们的心该如何雀跃欢呼来赞美他
Peter says, according to his great mercy.
彼得在这里说按照他的大怜悯
He has caused us to be born again to this living hope.
他使我们重生有了活泼的盼望
Friends, right now, we all deserve to be in hell.
其实我们都是配得下地狱的。
With no hope.
在地里面没有指望。
No end.
没有终止。
Just everlasting suffering.
只有永远远远的受折磨。
And yet our God loved us even when we hated him.
但是当我们还在恨上帝的时候上帝已经爱了我们。
He came for us even when we were not looking for him.
他来到我们的面前当我们转眼不看他的时候他都来到我们的面前。
He gave us eyes to see.Even when we refused to look,
当我们拒绝看他的时候，他仍然赐给我们眼睛，让我们可以看见。
Ears to hear, even when we refused to listen,
即使在我们拒绝听他话的时候，他还是赐给我们耳朵可以听见。
And he caused us to be born again,
他使我们重生。
to a new life,
有了一个新的生命,
to a living hope,
有了新的盼望,
and to everlasting joy in His presence.
并且在他面前有永远的喜乐。
How could we not bless His name?
我们怎能不赞美神的名?
How could we allow small and petty things to make us complain?
我们怎能让那些小的事情让我们心生抱怨呢?
When we could be singing the praises of our God.
我们应当是向神唱赞美的歌。
How could we allow trials in life to rob us of our joy?
我们怎能让生活中的一些苦难让我们心里的 喜乐全顿失全无呢?
When He's given us an imperishable, undefiled, and unfading inheritance in heaven.
而神却赐给我们的却是那样不能毁坏、不能衰残、不能玷污、存留在天上的基业。
And how could we look down on anyone else?
我们怎能看不起别人呢?
As if our righteousness or our wisdom or anything that we have done makes us superior to them.
就好像我们身上有什么正义、有什么智慧，或者我们做了什么使我们高人一等一样。
When we understand that God has saved us purely by His grace.
我们都明白上帝拯救我们是单单出于他的恩典。
So like John the Baptist, our heart should say, He must increase and I must decrease.
愿我们都像施洗的约翰那样在心里说神啊愿你兴盛愿我衰微。
So let us now humble ourselves in joyful worship to our God.
那么现在让我们谦卑自己来充满喜乐的来敬拜我们的神。
Because He has caused us to be born again to a living hope.
因为他已经使我们重生并且有了活泼的盼望。
Through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead.
这些都是借着耶稣基督从死里复活。
And what an opportunity we have to do that as we sing together our songs of response.
我们现在有何等美好的机会我们可以来唱这首歌来向神做出回应。
Let's pray.
让我们一起祷告。
Father, what a great and a glorious hope you have given us in Christ.
神啊，感谢你，你赐给我们在基督里有何等荣耀，何等伟大的盼望。
Thank you for this opportunity we've had to reflect on that.
感谢你给我们这样一个机会可以让我们回想你的恩典。
To learn about that.
学习更多。
To remember your work in our lives.
并且记住说你正在我们心里做工。
And thank you that we now get to respond to that.
感谢神我们现在可以在此做出回应。
Empower us now to sing your praises.
我们可以有能力来向你唱赞美的歌。
And give you the glory you deserve.
把所有的荣耀都归给你，因为这是你配得的。
Because of the living hope we have in Christ.
因着在基督里面，我们有活泼的盼望。
And we ask this in Jesus' name.
我们祷告是奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen. Amen.